Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age Zone Coverage and Bring Me the News, as well as the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. You guys know how the drill works on Monday. We're going to acknowledge someone. We're going to preview Sunday's game with the Cardinals because, with Thanksgiving holiday, Adam and I will be busy eating. And I guess first, we got some overreactions to go over Sunday's win against the Chicago Bears. Adam, as usual, you can defer if you want to, but I will let you go first.
Alrighty. Still trying to recover from that final 22 seconds of yesterday's game where the Vikings were up by, 9 points or 11 points? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
11 points, yeah.
Yeah, 11 points.
27-16.
Somehow the game still went into overtime. But either way, the Vikings won. They gutted it out. They won in overtime 30-27, thanks to a last-second field goal by John Parker Romo, who is becoming, you know, pretty dependable, actually. But my first overreaction is the Vikings are the most disrespected team in the NFL right now. So, Chris, after beating the Bears yesterday, do you know what the Vikings record is now?
9-2.
Yes, 9-2. And do you know what the Bears record now is after losing to the Vikings?
4-7.
Four and seven, yes. So then why, with the Vikings leading 14-10 at the half yesterday, did the Fox NFL Sunday crew spend almost the entire halftime show talking about Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams? I know it's a short halftime show, and so they only have, like, I don't know, a minute and a half to talk about the actual game after Terry Bradshaw's done fumbling through all the highlights and mispronouncing everyone's name. But for the first minute and 13, yes, because I did go back and time exactly how much time they spent on talking about the Bears. So for the first minute and 13 of a segment that was about a minute and a half, they didn't talk about the team that was leading the game that had an 8-2 record at the time. No, they spent the first entire minute and 13 seconds talking about Caleb Williams and how he performed in the first half. They only ended up talking about the Vikings for about 3 seconds. And I'm not even joking on that. And it was Michael Strahan saying the Vikings really couldn't do anything on offense in the first half against a Bears defense that was playing really well. I'm not sure what game he was watching, because the Vikings had 2 touchdown drives in the first half and they averaged 7.3 yards per offensive play in the first half. Didn't seem like the Vikings were really having many problems on offense, but what do I know? My God, between Adam Archuleta slobbering all over the Titans in the broadcast booth last week in the Vikings game and the favoritism towards Chicago from both the studio and the broadcast crews on Sunday, I'm not really sure what more a 9-2 team has to do to get some praise from the people whose job it is to cover the sport on TV.
You know, the Dallas Cowboys got more pub for beating the Washington Commanders yesterday than the Vikings did. And granted, like, it wasn't a high profile game. Like, the Bears are kind of on the ropes. I would think that they were probably more tuned into other games just sitting there in the studio, because if I wasn't a Vikings fan, I would probably be watching one of the other games. Also, too, kudos to you for sitting through the halftime show, because I just switched to Red Zone. Like, Fox needs a breath of fresh air in that room. Like, Terry, like you mentioned, Terry Bradshaw, what is he, 80? Like, Terry Bradshaw's 80. Jimmy Johnson is 80. Yep. Howie Long, who's at least coherent.
Michael Strahan and then
Michael Strahan. I hate Michael Strahan. Like, with the Pat, I know he's like Mr. Media, and like, what is he on? Good Morning America?
He was. I don't know if he's still there, but yeah, he was.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because of like the gap in his teeth he used to have, like when I was a kid. Like, I can't stand him. I cannot stand Michael Strahan. Like, I don't feel like those guys add anything. And like,
hey,
I can't watch the pre-show. I can't watch anything on Fox just because that's what they are right
now. But sometimes, like, they have Gronk. So, you know, that adds even
that's
more.
That's like their attempt to get a McAfee in there. Like, I like Gronk overall. Like, I don't. Okay. Maybe like not because podcast. Those USAA commercials are.
I like podcast form. I think I just saw a clip of him and Edelman are doing like a podcast now called like the Dudes or something, because of course that would be the name. And he talked about how he like got banned from hosting recruits at Arizona because the one time he did, he and the recruit got like chased down by a police helicopter and they had to like hide behind dumpsters and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. So like, I'm like, yeah, I like this Gronk, like where he's telling those stories, but I honestly don't care about his football analysis on Fox.
It's the most canned football analysis you can get. It's like it's just old man football, just back in my day in the 70s.
Terry Bradshaw, he called Patrick Mahomes Patrick Holmes yesterday. Like the best player in the NFL. He called him Patrick Holmes. I know,
but getting a big ass check to do that.
I don't even know if it's like a bit at this point because Bradshaw's known for mispronouncing names. But I don't think it's a bit, actually. I think he just doesn't know how to do that, and whatever. It's Fox. Everything is known for having people who shouldn't probably be on TV, and Fox NFL Sunday is continuing that tradition. But don't worry, we'll get to see them, I think, twice this week because Thanksgiving game too on Thursday. It's great.
Tommy DeVito against Cooper Rush. I don't know. I think that's probably better.
Cowboys should have signed Daniel Jones.
They should have. Hey, speaking of Daniel Jones, that's a great segue because that is my takeaway from our biggest overreaction to Sunday's game. And that's, if Daniel Jones ever wants to start in the NFL again, he should sign with the Minnesota Vikings. And he was released on Friday. So this was after we recorded everything with Aaron Schatz and then my preview of the Bears. But everybody's probably going to get fired in New York now. Like Daniel Jones, they thought Daniel Jones is a franchise quarterback after chopping up Ed Donatell's defense. They're just not very good in general. Like, you think the Giants could use Saquon Barkley right now? I know he's a running back, so, you know, just better put that up there right now. I mean, like, well, people are, like, just discovering Saquon Barkley's been good this year. Like, should he be in the MVP consideration? Yes. Yes, he should. Like, he is. I know he doesn't have touchdowns because he falls down at the one all the time, and Nick Sirianni gets hard over the tush push. But, you know, I mean, what are we doing? Like, the running backs, you can